This is an Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news and brief for January 31st. I'm Paul Plack. The European travel group TUI Travel PLC has become a new direct customer for Airbus with an order for two A330-300 aircraft. Flyers Rights is taking up the cause of a family which has twice been denied the use of a child restraint seat on a United Airlines flight, apparently in violation of FAA guidelines. Union leaders from pilot groups for seven airlines, which all fly express-level service for U.S. Airways, and which are all represented by the Airline Pilots Association, met Friday to form USEPA, the U.S. Airways Express Pilots Alliance. Detroit Metro Airport air traffic controller Vincent Sugent has been given an award by the U.S. Office of Special Counsel, the agency which investigates whistleblower allegations. The National Civil Aviation Agency of Brazil has awarded the Bell 429 helicopter Brazilian certification. Sporties has introduced its new plates application for approach charts on the iPad. Flight Display Systems has introduced an Android app which allows VIP passengers to control all cabin functions from a smartphone or tablet computer. After 32 years of operation, Horizon Air says it's retiring its public brand and will adopt the trademark Eskimo of its sister company, Alaska Airlines. A state legislator in Idaho has proposed a specialty license plate that would benefit the Idaho Aviation Foundation. And two F-16s from Andrews Air Force Base were scrambled Friday in response to a commercial airliner that was out of communication near Washington, D.C. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, CFI Bob Miller of Over the Airwaves has written a new piece called The Demise of the 40-Hour Pilot. Hear what it is Bob would change in Part 61. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.